USA News. I'm Lance Prime. President Biden has no event scheduled for today. A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy decisions while vice president under former President Obama. The claim says the FBI had the information before the 2020 election and is on Form FD-1023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over the document between then-Vice President Biden and an undisclosed foreign national. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa.
We have credible information that this possible criminal activity took place, and I can't verify whether or not it's really a criminal activity, but I do have a faith in the whistleblowers that bring it to me that this document exists.
A gunman accused of shooting five women at a medical facility in Midtown Atlanta, Georgia, and killing a CDC worker has been taken into custody after an eight-hour-long manhunt that shut down Metro Atlanta yesterday. Police said 24-year-old Deion Patterson opened fire in the waiting room of a Northside Hospital medical office. Of the four wounded women, three of the victims remain in critical condition at last check overnight. Jail records show Patterson has been booked into the Fulton County Jail on one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens.
I am pleased to share with you that thanks to our strong partnership with Cobb County Police Department, law enforcement have taken the suspect into custody.
Mexico's army welcomed a new search puppy gifted from Turkey following the death of a Mexican rescue dog while helping to find survivors of February's massive earthquakes. The three-month-old German Shepherd's name is Arkadas, meaning friend in Turkish. USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
10-year Texas Senator Republican Ted Cruz says President Biden is partially to blame for last week's murderous rampage by an illegal immigrant north of Houston in Cleveland, Texas.
The man who allegedly killed five of his neighbors in the town of Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston, is in the U.S. illegally, and Cruz says that's the issue.
Because under Joe Biden's open border policy, ICE is prevented from deporting dangerous illegal immigrants.
The accused gunman, Francisco Oropeza, had been deported four times before, and each time he was able to sneak back across the border into the U.S. He was caught Tuesday night after a days-long manhunt. I'm John Schaefer.
Florida executed a death row inmate convicted of stabbing a woman to death months after he was released from prison for rape. 56-year-old Daryl Barwick was pronounced dead last night at Florida State Prison in Stark after receiving a lethal injection. Earlier in the day, the U.S. Supreme Court denied his final appeal for a stay of execution. Two people are dead, including a child, and two others injured after a police-involved shooting last night in Newark, New Jersey.
Police responded to a domestic dispute on the 300 block of Johnson Avenue. A 7-year-old girl was reportedly found dead at the scene with a gunshot wound to her chest. Reports say a gunman approached police who opened fire and killed him. Two other people were shot, at least one critically. The state attorney general's office is leading the investigation as per state law following a deadly police-involved shooting. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.